Well, howdy. How are my family? I'm just joking with you. Welcome, everyone, to King Scott Radio TV. I am here broadcasting live from Silver Spring, Maryland. We are about to get busy with some news you can use. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you via Washington, D.C. in the DMV. And this particular part of town is called Maryland, Silver Spring, Maryland. I am currently at a library. That's right. Technology allows us to just open up anywhere we want to and come to you live. And thank you for listening and being a part of the audience. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing some things here today just to let you know what's going on in the news section of King Scott Radio and TV. We want to bring to you some programs that you can use, that you can actually do well with in a sense of information. Some things are just above our heads, and some areas we are just not concerned about. So I want to bring to you things that are useful to you that will help you be either a better person, to be more informative. Whatever the case is, we want to help you get there because we are the station, the newest station in the nation. A couple of things are going to be happening here. We are producing some new shows. One show is going to be Sports on the Corner with Charles Hobbs. He's going to be our sports person for a minute, and we're going to talk about some sports. One of the other programs that we're going to have is concerning Medicaid for our senior citizens. I will be interviewing a Miss White, hopefully this coming week, and we are supposed to touch base to set up a schedule where we can get together and talk, and we want to design a program that is beneficial to our senior citizens and how Medicaid is operating in the United States of America, and particularly in Washington, D.C. These are the, some of the programs that are on the horizon for us. We're also going to do Trendy Bar and Thrills, and we're going to talk about the 21st century bartending and what's it going to look like in the new century of the 21st century. These are the kind of shows that are going to help you because we want to make sure that people grow and people operate safely in the bar community because we do know that people do drink and we want to make sure they get home safely. We want to understand what's the trend coming up, what are going to be some of the things that are evolving in the bar community. So we're going to be broadcasting that as well. And we just have a whole slew of things that we're going to be doing with you and for you here at King Scott Radio and TV. So tune in. Our email address is kingscottradiotv@gmail.com. I am Kevin T. Scott, your host. The phone number here is 240-706-4569. And of course, our email address where you will find, our website address where you will find this information is on kingscottradiotv.com. So today we're going to talk about what's important in the news. And I wrote a commentary that's going to help us understand what's going on in the news today in the United States of America and how it affects us. As I said before, some stuff doesn't involve us, though you would hope that it would, but it just don't. And we could care less about the information because it's above our pay grade. It's something that we can't successfully use to help us grow our lives. Now, what I'm going to talk about today in this commentary is what's important. Did you hear me? What's important? News you can use. The topics that are most important to everyday people are: can I feed my family? Can I have some fun? Can I keep a roof over our heads? Maybe not in that order, but close. Trump and the United States of America play the wrong kind of games. Now, I am not a Democrat or a Republican, I know that I have a president, and right now it's Donald Trump. Well, I think that they play the wrong kind of games. I'm not against everything that he does, and I'm certainly not for everything he does. But playing with people's lives should not be fun for anyone. They, all of them, enjoy conflict with no peace of mind. The team at King Scott Radio TV will bring you stories that you need to hear. We, your team, will suggest to you the facts as we know them to be. Then you can decide what you want to do with that information. That's what I'm telling you. Trump and Syria and the rest of all of them can go to, well, if all I care. At this point, now, all of us have been told too many lies that just have no factual basis. In the United States of America, what we want is just the truth without the conflict, just to have our peace of mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm suggesting to you today that King Scott Radio TV is with you. We're going to be for you, and we're going to do the right thing to you. You can call me. You can reach the CEO of King Scott Radio TV, and I just want to let you know we're going to tell you the truth. One thing my sister-in-law has said to me, not necessarily to me, but to her husband, who is my brother, said that when people show you who they are, believe them. Absolutely. Trump has shown us who he is. Whether you like or dislike, for or not for, it doesn't really matter. Believe who he is. And I hope that he can get better, because we all can get better. Pray for him. Do right by him, even though he may not do right to you. You're going to be judged on what you do, not what he does. He will be held accountable. My suggestion for Mr. Donald Trump, our president of the United States, my solution for Mr. Trump, the president of the United States, I would just give him 12 more microphones and let him keep talking. Sooner or later, something's going to change. I just believe that. If you don't believe it, that's fine with me. But I believe that. 12 more microphones. And Donald Trump will do himself. That's what I said. Again, I'm not a Democrat, nor am I a Republican, nor am I independent. I vote the way my heart tells me to. At the end of the day, that's what I feel comfortable with. And I hope that you can do the same. This is Kevin Scott from King Scott Radio TV. I hope that you enjoyed this commentary, and we'll be bringing more to you. God bless you, and remember, I love you.